Thank you for staying with KHSU on your Tuesday, July 19th, 2016. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves. Arts news. Yes, there is such a thing. What you may not have heard yet is that a Eureka Gallery, formerly in a small space on 2nd Street, is set to occupy a larger venue. The former St. Vincent de Paul store at 528 2nd Street will soon be the new home of Black Fawn Gallery. Set to have a first Saturday Night Arts Alive opening on August 6th. That opening will showcase the work of abstract ink artist Véronique Archambault. She is from a little village called Mittelbachheim in the Alsace region of France. Her exhibition is titled Spontaneity. Her visit is thanks to another artist, local Marceau Verdier, who says his goal is to build artistic bridges between international artists and Humboldt County. Both are my guests. Have you visited the United States previously?
C'est la troisième fois que je viens en Amérique. La première fois, c'était il y a 20 ans, 21 ans. J'étais en Floride. Et il y a 3 ans, j'étais venue avec toute ma famille à New York.
You've been to New York and you've been to Florida, among other places. I'm curious about Florida because I was born and raised in Tampa Bay, Florida. Where in Florida did you visit?
Miami, Orlando, and Sarasota.
Sarasota is very close to where I grew up. Were you exhibiting there or was it family?
Vacation.
Vacation in Florida. There you go. And so I wanted to find out, because your connection with Marceau brings you here exhibiting in Eureka. So how did you and Marceau meet?
La première fois que j'ai rencontré Marceau, c'était lors d'une exposition que je faisais chez moi à la maison, dans le cadre d'une fête de village, donc à Mittelbachheim, où les vignerons ouvraient leurs caves avec des artistes.
The first time Véronique and I met was when she was exhibiting in her own home during the town festival where the winemakers open their cellars and exhibit various artists. And Véronique was exhibiting in her own home, and this is where we met.
You said winemakers. Something that you also do is you work with winemakers, you make labels, or you have made labels for various winemakers. Am I correct?
Tu fais des étiquettes pour le vin.
Oui, j'ai fait 3 étiquettes pour un vigneron de Mittelbachheim, et puis une autre pour un autre vigneron. Donc 4 étiquettes.
She's worked with 2 different winemakers and has designed 4 labels for these 2 winemakers.
And when we talk about you designing labels, are they labels where they tell you what image to create for them, or do you give them something of your?
Non, c'est moi qui... Les vignerons me donnaient pas d'image, mais un thème.
The winemakers don't give her an aesthetic indication, but a theme to work with.
Great. So you were able to contribute something out of your own imagination then, based on their theme.
Oui.
Their artwork's similar to hers, but on a wine bottle. It's beautiful.
Il y a une étiquette quand même, c'est un vigneron. C'est Lucas qui m'a demandé de faire un dragon. Qui était dans sa ferronnerie d'art, un garde-corps de sa fenêtre.
One of the winemakers did ask her specifically to design a dragon because that was part of the family, old family seal.
Véronique, I wanted to find out how art came into your life, and I guess the place I want to start with is, were you creating art, would you say, as a child?
J'ai commencé à peindre à l'âge de 28 ans. Donc, j'ai fait des études scientifiques. Donc, je n'ai jamais pris de cours de peinture, ni d'art. Jamais.
She started painting when she was 28, because she actually, her studies were scientific studies. And so she is self-taught and late starter.
What inspired you to start?
J'ai arrêté de travailler à la naissance de ma fille. Et du coup, je me suis lancée dans la peinture parce que j'avais envie de créer.
She stopped working when her daughter was born, and this then started also her desire to be creative and paint.
What is your daughter's name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. So Suzanne's birth, that you were staying home as a mom, mm-hmm, to take care of her. And, well, you know, people who stay home to take care of their children don't necessarily pick up, you know, a pen or a paintbrush. But you did. Why?
J'avais besoin d'être créative. J'avais vraiment besoin de faire quelque chose de beau.
She felt the need to be really creative, but more importantly, even so, to create beauty in life.
Before you started to create your own art, did you collect art or visit art galleries often?
Oui, effectivement, dès qu'on pouvait, on allait dans les musées, quand on était en vacances. Oui, on aime beaucoup les galeries, les musées. Mm-hmm.
Yes, very frequent visitors of galleries, museums, whenever a chance occurs.
Were you inspired by a particular artist or artist style in deciding how you would present your images?
Est-ce que tu étais inspiré par un artiste particulier ou un style d'art qui a fait que tu as pris la direction que tu as prise?
Au départ, j'ai eu un gros coup de cœur pour l'expressionnisme abstrait américain. J'ai eu des gros coups de cœur pour des peintres comme Rothko, Barnett Newman.
So at first she was very inspired by the American New York School of Artists, Rothko, Barnett Newman, Cy Tom Lee. Et ensuite?
Et après, j'ai commencé à prendre des cours de peinture.
Then she took some classes in painting for 3 years.
Au bout de 3 ans, j'ai arrêté de prendre des cours parce que je me sentais beaucoup trop formatée par le professeur.
But after 3 years, she decided to quit because the teacher was too formatting and too encompassing. And
j'ai eu envie de trouver ma propre personnalité. Donc je me suis dit que maintenant j'allais arrêter les cours et que j'allais travailler toute seule. Même si ça allait être difficile, même s'il y a des jours qui ne marcheraient pas, des jours où ça ne fonctionnerait pas, mais je travaillerai toute seule pour trouver ma propre personnalité. C'était très important.
I think I know this. Heart and soul, personality, your individuality. This professor was trying too much to make you format, to make you create a certain way, because perhaps that professor thought, in order to be a good artist, you must paint a certain way. You must choose certain colors. You must, and you know, that's often the problem with teaching art, with learning art in a school, mm-hmm, any kind of school. They call people, some of the most truly creative people, they call them outsiders. Outside art. And it doesn't mean it's not art. It doesn't mean it's not beautiful. It's just not, you know, we do the line this way and the color that way and the shadow that way.
Oui, je ne voulais plus ça.
Artist Véronique Archambault, along with Marceau Verdier, who has made Véronique's exhibition of her work in Eureka possible. She will exhibit her show of abstract ink drawings, titled Spontaneity, at Black Fawn Gallery's new Eureka location. which will be at 528 2nd Street in August. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves. So I want to talk about, I'm going to pull up some images here. I'm going to describe these images. This is one of my most interesting things to do for radio, is to describe visual art. Okay, so I'm going to do that. One of the images I'm looking at, one of the paint, I'm not going to call them paintings because they're ink drawings, right? Well, even before we get there, they're made with Sumi. With Sumi?
Sumi ink.
Sumi ink. Please, before we go any further, explain. I mean, in general, I know what an ink drawing is, but what is Sumi ink?
En français, on dirait dans l'encre de Chine. Donc, c'est une encre noire qui est faite à partir de carbone.
So it's simply a blank black ink made from carbon.
Et en fait, ce que j'aime dans l'encre de Chine, c'est les variations de toute l'infinie variation de couleurs qu'on peut avoir rien qu'à partir de la couleur noire.
And it's what she really likes about the ink is the infinite variations in tone that you and colors that you can get from simply black ink.
One of the pieces that we're looking at right now, it's titled Secrets and Lies. How big is this work? Because I'm looking at it on a computer screen and it doesn't tell us how big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are the dimensions, approximately?
So, the dimensions are in, but we'll have to tell them in metric.
Oui. Okay. Donc en français, on dirait 40 centimètres par 50.
So it's 50 centimeters by 40 centimeters, so that is roughly it's roughly 20 by 16.
20 inches by 16 inches?
Roughly, yes.
Okay. In Secrets and Lies, what I am noticing are three figures. I'm noticing three figures, but I'm not looking at... And this is with all of your work that I'm observing. I'm not looking at figures that you can't necessarily tell what they look like. There's more suggestions of figures. And I'm seeing three of them. And the one in the rear looks as if he or she is reaching out to the other two.
Ben, de trois personnages, dont un qui est situé entre les deux, qui se penche vers un des personnages et qui chuchote à l'oreille. Et là, on est dans le doute.
So, indeed, three characters, the one in the middle, leaning forwards towards the other ones to whisper something in its ear, creating then this unease and feeling of doubt.
Et le fond qui est très sombre, avec plus ou moins de lumière, met le doute encore plus sur la conversation que pourraient avoir ces trois personnages.
Mm-hmm. And the background, and the way it is textured and playing with shadows, emphasizes the sense of doubt and secrecy that can be conveyed.
You have another work, Memoir. And this one is truly different from the other in that you have what is a newspaper clipping surrounded by, you know, very dark swirls of ink. And I want to know where this came from.
Donc effectivement, sur cette œuvre, j'ai collé du papier journal, parce que le journal, ça retrace l'actualité du jour. Donc en fait, je voulais que ce soit un extrait d'un jour, de l'information qu'on a eue un jour, et j'ai retracé un profil sur ce à l'encre qu'on voit on voit de profil une personne âgée. Donc je l'ai intitulé Mémoire parce que justement on a un droit de mémoire sur notre passé. J'aurais pu l'appeler Sagesse aussi. J'ai hésité entre les deux, mais le fait qu'on voit ce profil d'une personne âgée qui retranscrit en fait ses mémoires passées.
So here the piece is indeed a tear off from a newspaper, but that represents simply indeed the news of the day, information that arrives on the day and that leaves its mark somehow. The ink on it is drawn in a way that it suggests a profile of an elderly person, and so the, what by titling Memory, the piece wants to say that you have the right to what it is you remember and how you appropriate it and when you keep. She hesitated also calling it wisdom at some point, thinking there's quite a blurry line between what memory brings to wisdom.
And I'd like to talk about Charlie.
Oui, Charlie.
And I want to point out that on this one, I, as a viewer, almost see a profile of a person. But what is different about this work than the others of yours that are available here is that on this one, there is also a blue X in the middle. And so I am intrigued. I'd like to know more about this.
Sur ce travail-là, je travaille que du noir et blanc. Ponctuellement, j'avais besoin de mettre un peu de couleur.
So generally, she always works strictly in black and white with the ink, but on this one, she felt compelled to add some color.
Donc j'ai voulu travailler cette œuvre en trois fois. Donc je voulais partir sur la base des trois singes, ceux qui ne voient pas, ceux qui n'entendent pas et ceux qui ne parlent pas. Donc en fait, c'est un sentiment particulier où on a envie des fois de se mettre à l'abri du monde.
So this and the work is inspired by the three monkeys, do not hear, do not speak, do not see. And what it wants to say is that sometimes you just need to hide yourself from the world and what happens.
Et quand j'ai eu fini l'œuvre, je me suis posée devant. Et en regardant, elle m'a fait penser au chanteur Charles-Élie Couture, qui est un chanteur français.
And then once this work was finished and she looked at it, she saw and it reminded her of the French singer called Charles-Élie Couture, and thus the name Charles-Élie.
So you were miming something, you were showing the chin going down neck.
Oui, parce qu'en fait, sur l'œuvre, on peut voir en fait la barbichette.
Yeah, and it's the little goatee that she was referring to.
Voilà, qui est en référence donc à Charles-Élie Couture.
Which is a reference to this French singer, Charles-Élie Couture, who is famous for his little goatee.
That is Marceau Verdier, who has facilitated the visit of French abstract ink artist Véronique Archambault. Her exhibit of drawings, titled Spontaneity, will highlight the August 6th Arts Alive opening of the new location of Kevin Bork's Black Fawn Gallery at the former St. Vincent de Paul store on 2nd Street in Old Town, Eureka. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves on KHSU. Also with us is the artist, Véronique Archambault. Your works are very... particularly one here I'm looking at, Catwoman, very abstract. You prefer to be abstract. I was wondering why that is.
Tes œuvres sont très abstraites, et donc clairement tu préfères travailler de façon abstraite. Pourquoi?
Parce qu'on est plus libre dans l'abstraction.
Because you're a lot freer in abstraction.
Which probably also goes back to why you didn't continue with that teacher, because probably that professor probably didn't enjoy the abstraction.
Oui, exactement, oui.
Yes, indeed.
And Marceau, you enjoy abstraction too.
Very much so, yes.
Before we finish, I want Véronique to speak again about pieces that she's working on right now for the Black Fawn Gallery. But Marceau, I would like you to come in and talk more about your goals with this exhibition and also about the fact that Black Fawn is now going to be in a new location.
Mm-hmm. So Véronique's exhibit is the second part of a project that Kevin Bork, owner and director of the Black Fawn Gallery, and I started a couple of years ago, which is to create bridges, artistic bridges, between Humboldt County and the outside world. It started 2 years ago in 2014 with Isabelle Stélé, who came to exhibit there, and the exhibit was a great success.
She's still my Facebook friend.
Yes. I'll say hi to her from you. And Kevin, who is very open and really wants through the Black Fawn Gallery to bring in art from outside of the area in addition and really to complement and the local art, has been very open to this idea to continue this project. And so the Black Fawn was in hiatus for a while after it lost its location on 2nd Street South. South 2nd Street, but is now reopening in a beautiful new space. Kevin has been renovating the former St. Vincent de Paul space to create a purpose-built gallery with huge walls and great spaces. And Véronique will be the first one to exhibit in there in August. The project is really interesting because an artist like Véronique offers a kind of work that is not seen here. It's the idea is to add to this fabulous local scene and enrich it through the venue of international artists. And I think the project hopefully will grow and become more and more successful. And also hoping that it's a two-way street that we'll be able to soon to send artists, local artists here to Europe at some point as well. On the exhibits, when Véronique will be the main exhibit, and again, this idea to juxtapose art from the outside with local artists, pieces from local artists will be interspersed through the exhibit. Pieces from Ellen Lebel, Anna Sofia Amesque, Phyllis Barber, and Andre Hedstrom will also be exhibiting a few pieces to contrast and enrich Véronique's exhibit.
And it will be open for First Saturday Night Arts Alive.
Correct.
On August 6th.
August 6th at 6 p.m., yeah.
Now, in the last few minutes, I would like to come back to Véronique. Spontaneity, is that the name of your... That's the name of your show. It's not the entire... It's not everybody. It's Véronique. I'm looking at the French spelling, but it's spontaneity.
Yes.
I would like you to talk about your choice of that title.
En fait, quand je peins, c'est très instinctif et je travaille toujours de façon spontanée. Je prépare jamais mon travail à l'avance. Je travaille toujours de façon spontanée.
She never thinks ahead in her work. All her work, all the pieces she creates are spontaneous. And she's bringing a large body of work here. She's bringing, there'll be almost 60 pieces of her. And so the best way to describe this work is through the way that she works, spontaneity.
You're also creating some pieces here, though, as well. Is that correct?
En fait, je suis en train de préparer, donc pour la première fois de ma vie, de très grands formats, donc des formats qui sont plus grands que moi.
So yes, she brought a lot of works over from France, but here she's preparing, and for the first time in her life, large pieces. The pieces, some of them will be 55 by 90 inches, and the idea, and yeah, the pieces are bigger than her, and which is interesting for her, yeah.
Well, why are you doing that? Why are you creating such large works? Because you could do it smaller ones here if you wanted to.
Une nouvelle expérience?
It's a new experience.
Yeah.
And also the gallery walls are very tall. Mm. And it is, it'll be a beautiful contrast to have her smaller beautiful works contrasting with larger pieces and create different. All her works are full of depth and very rich, and adding another dimension in it by contrasting smaller and larger pieces will be just absolutely fantastic.
Well, I'm actually visualizing you in front of the canvas, and you're swirling and you're creating. You're composing these figures, and I can almost see you go inside, walk inside. Mm-hmm.
Elle peut presque, elle peut t'imaginer en train de peindre dans ses grands formats et te perdre dans, et rentrer dans la peinture et te perdre dans ces tourbillons et ces vagues que tu crées dessus.
Oui, c'est un peu ça. Sauf que l'encre de Chine sèche très vite, donc il faut aller très vite.
Yep. She says ink dries very quickly, so it's a very rushed kind of work, especially on large formats.
Lends itself to the name spontaneity.
Yes.
Yes.
Marceau Verdier, along with Véronique Archimbault, visiting from France and exhibiting a selection of abstract ink drawings titled Spontaneity, on display in August at the new Black Fawn Gallery, which will be housed in the former St. Vincent de Paul store space at 528 2nd Street in Eureka. The gallery will be open for First Saturday Night Arts Alive on August 6th, 6 to 9 p.m. Thank you for listening. And this is Art Waves, a production of KHSU at Humboldt State University. I'm Wendy Butler, this show's producer, engineer, and host. And I invite you to listen to the broadcast weekly on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m. or listen to it live or to archive shows on our website at khsu.org.